Australia's drug trade is at an all-time high, and our young people are found to have the highest rates of use and related persecution. While some Australians believe that the law has to crack down harder on drug users, many experts in the field believe law enforcement is not the answer. The Global Commission on Drug Policy declared the war on drugs had failed and that all countries should reconsider their approach back in 2011. Smarter About Drugs is a national forum being held in Adelaide today. They're trying to start a new conversation about our drug policy and how important it is for all young people to get involved. Alana Arcangeli reports.
Majorly the attraction is the freedom or the sort of the disassociation from life that you get from drugs. They need to escape from what's happening around them and just ended up with using recreational drugs.
High school students were the centre of attention at today's Smarter About Drugs forum in Adelaide. They got to hear from former Australian Federal Police Commissioner Mick Palmer, who was in charge of the original war on drugs.
Policing is probably more effective now, better resourced, certainly has enjoys better use of intelligence and better connectivity between between each of the forces and internationally than it's ever done, has some very, very good practitioners, has some great great successes, as you know, big seizures of heroin and cocaine and cannabis and the like, and amphetamines. At the end of the day, though, it makes little, if any, difference. At the end of the day, the drugs are still freely available on the market, the price still stays low, in fact, it continues to go down, and really the buck isn't measured by the bang. I think it's been an abject failure, and really we've created, in a sense, more harms and damage than we have benefit.
And did being the head of the Australian Federal Police and getting to see that overview of the drug policy change your opinion?
It did over time. I was commissioned at the time when then Prime Minister Howard brought in the tough on drugs policy, so we were deeply involved. The AOP was deeply involved in the creation of strike teams and a really focused, sophisticated focus on organised criminal gangs who were importing heroin and cocaine and similar drugs into this country. So it was very much a focus on high-level drug importation. I had a very hard-nosed attitude to it, but the more I saw the results and the outcomes of that policy at work and the reality of the drug environment on the ground, the more I realised that as effective as we tried to be, and despite the successes we would from time to time have, the end result was we made little, if any, difference to the marketplace. Drugs still swamped our community and could be purchased by any young person, no matter wherever they were in Australia, and we had to look at other ways. And to deal with those people as criminals was really counterproductive in every sense. Most of those people, as I was a barrister for some short time in a break in my police career, and appeared for young people up on cannabis use and possession, and almost without exception, they had no other criminal convictions at all. They were just young people experimenting with a drug who suddenly found themselves in front of a court and in many cases convicted of a drug possession charge, which would have a big impact on their ability to join many professions, including at that time, policing, defence, the public service, to travel to countries like the United States. None of that made any sense to me then, and that's when I first started to question, when I was a barrister, frankly, the attitude of the law enforcement attitude to drugs, and thinking that we need to think again about some aspects of this. I mean, it is counterproductive in every sense.
Is there evidence that harm minimisation is effective, and does it actually reduce the likelihood of people taking drugs?
I'm not an expert on that side of it, except to say that focusing on harm minimisation and harm reduction has to be part of the focus. I mean, people who take drugs, very few bad people take drugs. People take drugs and get hooked on them and become addicted to them in a variety of ways. A lot of people are mentally ill or ill at the time they do it. Some people take drugs for medicinal reasons. There's a whole range of reasons. But they all leave themselves open to harm by the fact that they are taking them. Anything we can do and any money we can expend in regard to reducing those harms has to be money well spent. And all the evidence that I've read, and I'm not an expert on the medical field and the harm reduction field, shows me that money spent in health and safety area is likely to return a much better investment than similar money spent on law enforcement. Law enforcement has to remain part of the equation, but it shouldn't be the principal part of the equation.
Former Australian Federal Police Commissioner Mick Palmer. Vivian Moxham-Hall is the Secretary of the Australian Drug Law Reform. I asked her if ending the prohibition approach to drugs and legalising them would be sending the wrong message.
If we had been sending the right message through prohibition, we wouldn't be having this conversation now. So we definitely need to reopen the discussion, reopen the debate, and look at what the right message is. And it might not be legalise all drugs, probably isn't. But it is about education. It is about looking at a way to focus this discussion on health and well-being rather than locking people away for taking drugs.
Most recent report published in 2011 from the Global Commission on Drug Policy declared the war on drugs had failed and that all countries should reconsider their drug policy. Should Australia be doing this?
Definitely. That's why we're having this forum today. There definitely should be a reconsideration of what Australia is doing in terms of drug policy, but the people who really need to be consulted is the new generation, the young people who are about to be peer pressured into using drugs, who are using drugs for the first time, who probably don't know much about it at all because there is no real rigorous policy around teaching young kids in schools about drugs, the type of things that they can be taking, the types of side effects they can have. We think that these are the people who are going to change the policy because they're going to be impacted the most.
That's Vivian Moxham-Hall, Secretary of the Australian Drug Law Reform, ending that report by Alana Arcangeli.